What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Horror Movie Project Podcast. It's been a long time since we've done one of these, which is mainly my fault. But anyway, yeah, today we're going to be just kind of doing some random stuff, reviewing some movies we've watched recently, going over some upcoming Blu-ray releases and stuff like that, and just kind of shooting the shit. So, yeah, what have we got coming out? What's the date for Tuesday?
April 3rd, or?
No, this coming Tuesday.
I'm looking.
I threw y'all off. See?
Yeah.
I'm getting there, too.
Yeah. Let's, Insidious is probably the one of the bigger ones on there, because these other ones, I mean, yeah, there's a lot more, but I haven't heard a lot of them other than that one.
Right.
The Last Key. I want to see that.
Yeah, I do too. I've heard it's pretty good. So, I know it focuses mainly on a, what's her name, Lynn Chase character.
Nice.
But, you got the, release of Boneyard from Code Red, which 88 Films also has put out, so I'll probably grab the 88 because I don't own any Code Red releases. And yeah, that's really about it, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, some of these other ones, they look like, I don't know, like they're starting to do art kind of like Arrow and stuff, but they're not. What are these? The ones that are Blu-rays that have like the art kind of.
Yeah, like this Study in Terror.
Yeah.
About it.
Yeah, I don't know anything about some of these.
There's a Sherlock Holmes that's on his something. I don't know. Kind of like a Sherlock Holmes movie. Dr. Watson joined the hunt for a notorious serial killer, Jack the Ripper. Might be kind of good.
What about the Tokyo Ghoul movie? What the hell's that?
I think that's an anime, isn't it?
Probably.
Tokyo Ghoul's like an anime show, I do believe.
Oh.
Yeah, because you see how it says the movie. That means it's probably based off a show.
Gotcha.
We sound like fucking jackasses because people probably know all.
They probably know all about that stuff. Yeah.
That Sweet Virginia looks pretty. I almost said Sweet Vagina, but
right.
Sweet Virginia looks pretty good. It's a Shout Factory release.
Yeah.
They got John Bernthal in it, of course, from The Punisher and Walking Dead. Yeah, you can tell where my mind is,
right?
Right. I do have that Sinfonia Erotica from Severn. I'm sure that's a good one.
Well, if you haven't bought the Hulk, yeah, you can get that in 4K on the 10th.
And the Six Man.
That's good. Some stuff right there.
Alright, so, yeah, that's about it for the next couple week releases. I don't know if we'll be back before the 10th, but, I don't know. Might as well just do those two, because probably not.
Yep.
Jason Momoa and Braven. He was okay as an actor. He was pretty cool in, shit, what was it? Justice League.
Yeah, I need to see that. I haven't seen it yet.
You got the limited edition Deep Red from Arrow, which mine should have been here, like, today, so. It arrives and safely.
What's that one even? What's that even about? Deep Red, is it?
That comes out the 10th officially, but people have been getting them from Diabolic already.
Huh.
Which is where I ordered mine from.
Yeah, I saw the same thing with Hellraiser Judgment. If you got it on Amazon, you'd get it like 2 weeks before it was actually out.
Yeah. Unfortunately, that's going to be the only box set of the Argento films I'm able to grab, because Cat of Nine Tails and Bird of the Crystal Plumage or whatever were sold out by the time I was able to order. So,
did you ordered right from Arrow then for the Deep Red
no,
one?
I ordered from Diabolic.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I need to check their shit out. So they take PayPal, so.
Yeah, they do PayPal. Their packaging's excellent. Definitely the best shipping of anybody that I have ordered from.
That way your shit doesn't come all fucked up and you're pissed as hell.
But I did see on there, I joined the waitlist for the Bride of Reanimator to go with my Reanimator set.
Yeah.
The box. And it says on there, you know, that the packaging is pretty much expect it to arrive in perfect shape because of just there's no way to avoid it. You know, there's always like a crease in the side of that thing, no matter where you go from.
Yep.
But, I have to have it since I got the box for the regular reanimator. So.
I saw that they're gonna have all three in the box set thing, right? Did you see that too? But it's not like Arrow or anything. I think it's just a standard. They're gonna have all three of them come out.
No.
It's like a box set thing, yeah. But I don't know.
I'm trying to see what other horror titles are. There's one called Super Beast. On the tenant, that's Shout Factory, Scream Factory, whatever.
Huh.
They're just releasing all kinds of crap that you never heard of.
They're running out of shit to do, man.
And then you got Mohawk from Dark Sky Films, which I mentioned in my live stream. They sent me a screener link for like a month ago. I never even watched it. I just kind of forgot about it. But it looks pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Cowboys and Indians and horror, so. My Friend Dahmer comes out.
Yeah, is that the new Jeffrey Dahmer one? Because I heard it was really bad.
Netflix.
Yeah, well, I had a friend that watched it, and he said it was crap.
Yeah, this one has Ross Lynch and Ash.
Yeah, if it's the new one, he said he like paid $5 for it, and he said it was garbage. And he said that...
Yeah, it might be this one.
Yeah.
It only had like a one-star review or something on it.
Yeah, it's not... From what I hear, there's like... I don't know, I don't really want to spoil it, but nothing really happens in the movie. It's like high school crap.
You got one coming out called The Psychopath from Kino Lorber.
Deep Red box, that does look pretty badass. I might have to pick that up.
If you're going to get it, you need to get it now. It might even be sold out already.
Yeah.
I honestly, out of all three, out of Cat of Nine Tails, Bird, and Deep Red looked...
The coolest
out of the three.
Yeah.
Watching the trailers, so.
Oh, I gotcha.
I had the most gore and all that kind of stuff, so. I've only seen a couple Argento films, so. I mean. I haven't seen any of these three.
Hmm.
I haven't really seen a lot of the Italian stuff.
Yeah.
And Full Moon High from Scream Factory. And Crucible of Horror. Scream Factory, which the covers look exactly the same if you look at them on here.
Wow.
The blue background with the little thing in the middle. Like, that's going on.
Yep.
There's Disembodied. What's that all about?
I don't know.
Hand in a jar. Deviant, Psychopath, Demented from Brink. Never heard of that company. Huh. It's $30. High for something I know nothing about.
Yeah, didn't Troll 1 and 2 already come out? I don't know why it's listed again.
Because they re-released it with out the Best Worst Movie in it that is now out of print to get the version with that included. So now, if you order it now and get the new one, you don't get that.
Oh.
So, that price is going to go up on that one, because that's the best part of that double feature, is get the Best Worst Movie with it.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I didn't know that.
And then non-horror, you have the big release being The Greatest Showman, which actually looks pretty good. I'm going to see it. No, we'll go ahead and stop there.
Yeah, I think it's good for releases.
So, move on to some recent pickups.
Alright.
I know you just picked some stuff up recently, and I have too, but I moved most of it onto the shelf where it goes, so I can't remember off the top of my head. But, I mean, you guys can always check out my last update and find out what I picked up over the last couple of months. So, go ahead and tell us what you picked up lately.
Well, I pretty much just picked up the Evil Twin, like yesterday that you saw, and then The House on Willow Street was another Scream Factory IFC, and then picked up that another Shout Factory that was at Discreet Play, which was is it Rendell? Dark Vengeance or whatever. It's like a superhero movie or some shit.
Oh yeah, I saw that at Walmart. I was wondering about that. Isn't it like a black cover and he's like a
yeah,
like robot or something?
Something. Yeah, they had the Blu-ray there, so I figured I might as well just get it because it was $5.
Oh yeah.
With the slip, yeah. So.
And the slip was pretty cool, if I remember right.
Yeah. Yeah, I picked that up. What the hell else did I get? Now I'm wondering.
I picked up a lot of stuff, but not a whole lot of horror.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, not all of it's like action and shit. It's not.
Yeah, I mean, and probably the same for you. I already have so much that there's not a whole lot left to get. Like, that really comes to mind unless I see somebody selling it or, you know, start browsing online or something. I don't think, you know, hey, I need to get this or something.
Oh, well, I've also, yeah, now looking at my Scream Factories, I did get more shit. Looking up there, yeah, like, I did get Misery and Silent Night, Deadly Night, Child's Play, Firestarter, Species 2, Ben, since we haven't done updates an update in a while, and then the double pack of, The Fog and The Howling, and...
I'm sure a lot of people grabbed out of the 788 bin there at Walmart.
Yeah, and I even got the Teen Wolf one, even though I wasn't excited about it, but it was a double feature Scream Factory I had to get.
That was like $10, isn't it?
Yeah, it was like, I just got it from their website, it was like 10 or 12, but it's not bad for the two movies. Like, they don't, I looked all over.
Those aren't ones I need, collector's editions of
no.
Teen Wolf, I mean.
No, you do not.
But, I'm sure a lot of people grab that Misery from Walmart, too, for those, you know, $13, and, you know, a lot of those are $15 at Best Buy as well.
And I found another Scream Factory at, what was it, a Disc Replay that it was, Word or whatever, Road of the Dead, I don't know.
Oh, Wormwood.
Yeah, I can't read it from as far as, shit. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I've seen bits and pieces of it, I haven't watched it the whole way through, but it seems pretty cool.
Yeah, it was $4, so I can't really argue with that for Scream Factory Blu-ray,
right.
So...
Yep, definitely. Yeah, I don't remember the horror titles I picked up recently, besides what's sitting right in front of me, which was, you know, came in the mail today, was that bird with the crystal plumage, whatever.
Oh, wait, there. I actually do have another one. I got the Paul Nash, or Nashery, the second collection. I did order that on eBay or whatever. It's got, like, all the second collection of his movies, because I had the first one, so I was like, I gotta get the second now.
I don't think I've seen any of his films.
They had them all, like, Vengeance of the Zombies, and there's a couple others. You should check it out. Some of his movies, but yeah, I was just getting all those. I really like the art that they did for the
collection. Yeah, well, I wish I could collection. Get that, Vincent Price collection, man. The first one at a good price.
Yeah, they had one at Disc Replay, dude. $150. Fuck
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I think even the second one's getting up there now, too.
Yeah, it's pricey.
You get the UK one for a good price, but I don't even like the box art or anything, and I don't even think it's a Scream Factory, some other company. But, yeah, I wish I would have grabbed that when it came out for, like, you know, $50-$60 when it was released, but...
Well, yeah, the Paul Nashery, the Exorcism, the Werewolf, and the Yeti, some of these I've never heard of, but the Devil's Possessed, I do remember that one. I don't know, it's cool that you have five, you know, Scream Factories in one, like, collection. I wish they'd do that with more stuff, with the directors, you know, like, doing the Scream Factories, like, where you can get a whole bunch of movies in there.
Oh, I'm sure that they'll probably, now that they've released each individually and all of the still books, they'll put out a John Carpenter collection.
Oh, dude, that'd be so fucking cool. I'd buy that.
I don't know, because I already own all of the regular Scream Factories, and besides Assault on Precinct 13, I don't own that because the slip's so freaking hard to find, but I'm not going to buy it just because I don't own one movie.
Yeah, I gotcha. Well, I mean, I have them on, like, DVD, most of his, like, Precinct 13 and stuff like that, or I just don't have, like, all the John Carpenters on Blue yet, so I might get it.
Yeah, I think I have them all. What is there, five of them, right, that Scream Factory put out?
Yeah, something like that.
So
mean, I got the Thane.
Prince of Darkness.
Yeah, I just have the Thane for...
Yeah, I have the Thing.
I made sure I got that one, because that was probably, like, one of my favorite releases they've done for...
And, I have,
They Live, I have that, too.
They Live with the Slip. I have, Escape from New York with the Slip.
Shit, now I got two of them. You're right, I might not need the collection. Because it's like, then you'd have to rebuy.
It just depends on how much it was and everything. If it comes out to, like, $10 a movie, then, yeah, maybe. You know, if it's, like, $50 or something.
But yeah.
I'm sure it'll be, like, 80, you know, and then sell out and skyrocket. But, yeah. So, anyway, yeah, I'll only just talk about a couple things. Like I say, I got that Bird of the Crystal Plumage or whatever, which actually has a shitload of special features on it for being not the big box. I think this is the same one that comes in the box. It just comes with a booklet and some other stuff with it. But I wasn't even going to open this because I was actually going to maybe sell it and put it towards getting the limited edition. But,
yeah.
It's got a cool feature on here of 50 years of Italian, what, how do you say it, Giallo?
Giallo, yeah.
Giallo films. Which, that might be a pretty cool feature. It'll, you know, give me some interest in some other films from that genre. But,
the one
that up, we got the Arrow release of Basket Case, which I was out at the mailbox waiting for it to come before they tried to shove it in there and mess up the slip.
You're like, you're not going to ruin my slip, man.
I was even out there today, too, thinking Dawn of the Dead came. But, yeah, there's one little indent in the slip at the bottom that I just noticed, but, other than that, it's in good shape. And since last time, I think, I mean, it's been so long, I picked up Your Vice is a Locked Room, Not Only I Have the Key, a Facebook group.
Oh, and gotcha. And
I guess this is another Italian film, right? Looks like it. And got that and Tenderness of the Wolves together for $18 shipped, so $9 a piece for Arrow. Pretty good deal.
Yeah, it's not bad at all.
I think they're both the UK releases, but just Tenderness is the UK release, but they're both region A and B. And I'm region free, so it doesn't matter.
Yep.
I picked up some other stuff too, but I can't remember. Raising Kane, Scream Factory.
I know, it's been so long that you forget, man, like, what you picked up.
I put them all back on the shelf where they go now, so...
Yeah.
I separate until I do an update, and I've already done my update, so... yeah, Raising Kane, Scream Factory, got that at Best Buy for $15 with the slip. Land of the Dead, same thing, $15 with the slip. Invasion of the Body Snatchers for $15 with the slip.
Yep.
And, shit, I don't know what else... said Victor Crawley, got that. Yeah, I can't really remember what else with that actually going over to the shelf and trying to figure it out, so I'm not even feeling like doing all that right now.
We've
both been reviewing on Stardust.
Yep, so definitely check us out on Stardust. You have to download the app on your phone and then follow us on there. Watch individual 30-second reviews of the movies.
Yep, you can follow me on there at Reject Films, all one word. And yours is.
It's two separate words for Dead Michael. Yeah. Is it one word? I'm gonna find out. Let's look. Yeah, you're right. It's not separated. It's just Dead Michael, capital D and an M.
Separate. You gotta do like an underscore or something.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. It's still a pretty new app, so hopefully they improve some stuff, but. It's still pretty cool for what it is, you know.
Yeah.
I don't want to do an in-depth review on something like I've been doing for the Vestrons. Just jump on there for 30 seconds and let us know if it's good or not.
Also, I did pick up three more things I forgot to mention. What is it? Living Among Us, that vampire movie. I actually liked that one. That was pretty good. You only can get it in DVD, though, which sucks. And House of Demons. That one really sucked. Don't watch that one.
Yes, and you're trying to sell that one on eBay.
Yeah.
It's like signed or whatever.
Yeah, don't. It's good, guys. Buy it.
I was going to say, don't doubt it too much. You should buy it.
Yep.
This movie's terrible. You should buy it.
Yep. Well, this will be out hopefully before that auction goes off, so I don't know. They won't know. And then I also got the 4K, released my first 4K, even though I don't have the TV yet or anything like that, but I'm kind of just starting to build on that. But yeah, I got the Mommy, like, the only reason I got it was because it had, like, the exclusive bullshit in it. Like, you got, like, that eye crap that you can look through. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about, but it's got, like, extra, like, limited bullshit, like, Walmart exclusive stuff, like, inside of it. It's like a box set. So, that was the only reason that I got all that crap with it, because it has all that extra stuff. And then the Blu-ray was, like, 24, and the 4K was 21, so it was like, I'm going to go with 4K, because that's fucking stupid.
Yeah, I still haven't watched that movie. I hear it's actually pretty entertaining. But
I like it. Yeah, awesome. I was digging it, man.
Yeah, so, yeah, follow both of us on Stardust, and, all that good shit. I'll leave a link to the Stardust app for you guys, and it automatically, I think, once you sign up and everything, connects to my thing. But you can get on there and follow Dead Mike as well.
Yep. So, I'm sure if you just, like, follow one of us, you could find the other one on there.
Yeah.
It's pretty easy.
Yeah. I was trying to get the verified thing going. You gotta get, like, 150 or 200 people to follow you in 2 months or something, but that ain't gonna happen.
So, yeah.
It'd be nice, though, because they send you, like, passes to screeners and stuff like that once you're verified.
Well, some of the people on there, dude, like, that are getting some of the higher views, like, they do some ridiculous shit. Like, they either act like a complete idiot, or they, like, sane and shit. And it's like, I'm not fucking doing shit like that, I'm sorry.
Right. Like, I know you got one on there that's like a little kid that's just like doing like random shit. Got a bunch of followers.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess that's what people like, man. They don't want to hear just, you know, what we're doing now and, you know, give honest opinions on stuff. And just want to see stupid shit.
Yep. They want to see stupid shit. You're right.
Mindless entertainment, you know.
Yeah.
That's why, you know, I just now hit 500 subs after going on 3 years or some shit, you know, which is not a lot compared to a lot of people, but, you know, my subscribers are on there to hear my thoughts on movies, to hear, you know, they're like true subscribers. They don't want to get on and watch just people do random shit. They want to know information, they want to know you know, certain things. But
yep.
And, you know, just doing it for the love of film, man. That's what it's supposed to be about, but it's gotten way far away from that.
Yeah, it is true. Like, you've seen that too, man, where you've seen, like, people, like, saying on the Stardust, and it's like, you're wasting the review, man. Like, I just, like, turn it off. I'm like, I'm out.
I know, that kid I was talking about, he did, like, a scene where, you know, he had, like, a dinosaur toy and some other stuff, and he's, like, doing this little cut scene of, like, the whole review. Like,
okay. What the hell?
I don't know, but that's, like I said, that's what gets views, that's what people want to see. It's like, you know, crazy cat videos and shit.
Well, and not just that, like, there was another guy, too, on there, and he didn't even show his face for a reaction. He just, like, filmed his computer with his phone, and then he was, like, and I saw him dissing, like, Hellraiser Judgment on there, and he was just like, this is exactly the same movie as Hellraiser Inferno, and I'm like, did you watch the movie? Like, I'm, like, looking at this dude, like, wow. Yeah, I don't think you watched it. You claimed you did, but it's not the exact same movie, dude.
Yeah, I like when you have non-horror fans reviewing horror films, and they have no idea what they're talking
about.
Yeah,
that's what I was like. I was like, this dude didn't even watch this movie, dude. He's just bashing it. Like, because, I mean, you're saying the exact same film, and then, I don't know. And then he wouldn't even show his face.
Like, one centibite or anything.
Nope, he didn't name shit. Yep.
Or know what they're even called, you know, these people over here.
Yeah, I do want to get the Shape in the Water just because it won the Oscar or whatever for Best Picture.
Yeah, it's kind of shitty that didn't transfer to Vudu.
Yeah, I thought it would too.
What was it? That and Downsizing didn't, or did Downsizing go?
No, I just got the True Crime one or that one cop one that you sent me.
That's the only one you got?
Yeah, it's the only one that came through.
Did you get Jumanji either?
No, Jumanji. Yeah, I had to rent it.
What the fuck? good.
Yeah. I think, I think it's because they're Movies Anywhere for some reason, and if...
Well, no, it's like it messed up since they changed the app. Like, they updated the app, and it's all different now.
Well, because, like, it's got to be ultraviolet, I know that, for it to go through to our account, so any movie that's got that ultraviolet...
Yes, anywhere is ultraviolet, it's anywhere. Like,
yeah, you would think it would, but I don't know, it's weird. Did you redeem... Did you do it all the same way, and the one just...
Yeah, scanned my receipt in one thing. Huh. Got them all at once.
That's weird.
I used my Walmart card to get some other shit, so I was like, fuck it, I'll just buy some movies. Like, I don't have any cash, so I might as well.
I'm kind of curious about that new Neeson movie.
Something about, like, to do with the train or something.
Yeah.
The ship, one of those canisters that they sell off this site, dude, is $50.
Wow.
For shipping.
Yeah.
That's insane.
I had a friend try to order, like, concert tickets. He wanted to see, like, bands.
The fees that come along.
Yeah, the fees were bullshit. It was, like, $45 additional.
And the tickets are.
Yeah, and then, like, he was going to blow, like, $250 on the tickets. And originally it wasn't going to be that, but they added all those bullshit fees in there. And it's like, are you fucking kidding me? I think most people just click and say, fuck it, I'll go anyway. But
there were 1 year before, like, all the online shit. Like, I went to X-Fest and... You had to, like, go to, like, certain stores and stuff and buy them at the Ticketmaster or whatever.
Yeah.
They were, like, $20 to go, and it came out to, like, 50-something a piece. I'm like, what the fuck?
Wow.
That is insane. You're going to charge me double what the tickets are?
I did see Rob Zombie's going on tour again.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to talk my wife into
it. I'm thinking about going to that, actually. I'm curious. I don't give a shit about Manson, like, because I know he's going to do, like, a tour with him. I don't give a fuck about him, but... Yeah, his old shit was good. Yeah, the old shit was good. It's just the new shit's really bad.
Yeah, like, I think the last song I liked from his was that If I Was Your Vampire. Like,
Eat Me, Drink Me CD, yeah.
But, yeah, I had all this shit growing up, though, man. I still got all those Smells Like Children. And,
yep, I have them all, too, and I mean, I even got Twiggy to sign my thing at Days of the Dead there, but it's just like...
Smells Like Children is my favorite. Love all the fucking weird shit that goes on in that album.
Yeah, you had good stuff back then, and just like now, it's all depressing, like, crap. I hate it. I don't like it.
I was gonna film a movie at one point in time, and I was gonna use some of that music off of there, because it was just really weird and trippy. And,
oh, that movie, it was supposed to be like about Alice's Wonderland's direct...
I was gonna make a movie.
Oh.
And use a lot of shit from that album.
Oh, I gotcha.
Shit, I was gonna make a horror movie and had like people like casted and everything and camera people and all this shit, and it just didn't fucking happen.
That sucks.
It was just gonna be a raw, gritty, like Wrong Turn style fucking, you know.
Yeah.
Up in the woods type movie.
Yeah, that'd be cool to do.
He doesn't have all that land anymore, so that's out of the question.
Yeah.
Still like to do something one day, but it's just not gonna happen.
Yeah, it would be badass, dude, to make a horror movie. I'd be totally down to do that, too.
I mean, it'd be easy to do, like, where I live. I mean, you go 5 minutes down the road and you're in fucking country. Like,
yep.
Like, hey, I'll pay you, you know, $50 a day to shoot on your land or something. I'm like, alright.
Yep.
Wouldn't have to have all those permits and do all that shit. You just fucking...
Just do it.
Somebody can do it, man. Just get some hot chicks screaming, wearing barely nothing. Just show lots of nudity and gore.
And get some, like, ugly dude chasing them, trying to kill them, yeah. Works.
I mean, nowadays you can get fucking fan-backed and all that shit, too. Yeah.
Yep. I am really excited, though, like, since, you know, 31 was kind of a disappointment, I'm excited for the 3 From Hell. Yeah, that looks awesome. I hope.
I know, but, and everybody's so excited that this is probably going to be a letdown.
I hope. I really, really hope not.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to, like, the midnight screening or whatever of that, man.
Yeah, he better not. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, those are, like, my favorite two movies, Zero or Dead, and it's, like...
I'm sure he's scared to fucking even do it, too, man. Like, he knows that Rejects is his best film, and how many people love that movie, you know?
Yep. right?
I mean, he did rejects in, you know, what, 30 days? So, filmed that whole movie in a month. That's insane.
Yeah, that's impressive as hell, considering it was a damn good movie.
It would take me fucking 5 years to finish a movie, dude.
Yep.
Like, I watched that Dangerous Men finally before I sold it, and it took that dude 26 years to make that movie. That's insane.
Damn.
You'd run out of money and have to stop and save up money and then shoot some more and then stop and then, like, 26 years? What the fuck?
Yeah, it's fucked up.
I don't know, should I order this? It's $18 shipping.
$18 with shipping? It's not too bad, depending on what were you buying, again.
That Corpse Grinders with the limited edition slip.
Yeah, if it's got the limited edition slip, it's not bad. Because you're not going to be able to... I mean, you're going to have to buy the slip, and it'll be a bitch to get if you, like, wait.
Did you see that one guy on that group that ordered that movie? And it came, like, completely busted. Even the disc was, like, snapped.
Oh, that would fucking suck. Nah, I didn't see that. I'd be pissed.
I'm worried about ordering this. I don't know if you ordered it from Vinegar Syndrome or... I've never really had an issue like that. I mean, I've had them a little bit creased or whatever from jamming it in the mailbox, but I've never had anything that fucking major.
Yeah, I've had it where they jam in the mailbox, where they fuck the slips up, but that's about it. Like, I'm trying to think, like, if I've had it. I've had, like, chunks from, like, DVDs back in the day where those were all, like, beat the shit, and, like, they busted off and stuff, but I, you know, I would just take another DVD case, because it's not really... I don't know. Blu-ray cases are harder to get for me than DVD cases, but...
I don't know. Priority mail is $6 shipping. I'm not open to that. I was thinking about doing their yearly subscription thing where you get a package in the month every month in the mail.
Yeah.
But you don't choose what you want, you know? They just send you shit like fucking... What is it? The, horror... subscription thing.
Oh, you just kind of get whatever.
Yeah, and everybody gets the same shit.
I see.
Like, I would never sign up for that. People like me and you own too many of those movies already.
Yeah, that's a good point. Like, if you don't own any of them, I guess it'd be good, but... Yeah, that would suck if you, like, are subscribed to them for years and they give you the same shit. Like we forgot we gave you these ones, and then you end up getting...
Those ones that are exclusive to them or whatever, and sometimes they're signed and shit, but...
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not...
about doing it at 1.2. Like, if it was something I already had, like, give away to subscribers and shit, you know? But they had a copy of, what was it? It might have been Victor Crowley, or one of the Hatchets or something, I don't know. The Half Price Books by me, signed by Kane Hodder for $20.
Really? Someone just sold it? Wow.
It said, like, to Jeff on it or some shit.
Oh, like that sucks.
No wonder it's only $20, because...
They got it personalized.
A guy named Jeff buying it.
Yep.
I don't want some shit that's made up somebody else. So I was like, that's a pretty good deal, considering Hodder's, you know, $40-$50 for an autograph.
Yeah, he went up, man. He was like...
Yeah, no.
I saw that last con, and I was like, fuck. Damn.
He's a lot more household name now than he used to be.
Yeah, I know, like, I'm happy I got my shit signed by him, like, way back when, because...
Yeah, I think mine was 25 or 30, a couple times I met him.
Yeah, I think I paid 30 when I seen him, too, and I'm happy, because, like, when I seen him, he actually signed a couple different things, because he signed the one item, and then I was like, oh, I don't want any more, and then, like, cause I had other items, and he's like, don't worry about it, and he just signed them anyway, and I was like, okay. So.
See if I can get a coupon code here. Yeah, well, I didn't do that 4 for $44 thing on WB Shop, man. I was going to get the Hidden and Showdown Little Tokyo and Night School.
Night and, School.
Something else, but just don't have the fucking money, man. It's pissing me off. I got almost $500 in license plates due next month.
Oh, the stickers?
Yeah.
Yeah, those stickers suck. I just got done buying those.
First smart payment on her new car, and oh my god, damn it.
Yeah, Yeah, the stickers are bullshit, dude, because one year they got me, because I paid with my debit, and I had to pay $5 more, and it was, like, the last day, and then I didn't have time, because I was going to work, and I was like, fuck, I gotta pay this bullshit $5 fee for my debit card, with them fucking me over already with the stickers. I was pissed.
I think you actually have till the end of the expiration month.
Yeah, it was, like, I don't know, it was, like, one of those things where, like, I was very close, and I just didn't... If I had another day, because that one's only open, that DMV's only open so many days out of the week, so...
Yeah, I know, they're fucking weird. They're, like, they're closed on, like, Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Or yeah, and then they'll be open, like, Wednesday and Thursday, and it's like, what the fuck?
That's why I usually just do it online.
The guy that did the Hatch films, it's, is that Tom Green, or who is it? I can't think. Fuck.
Huh?
Adam Green, yeah, that's why I was... What the fuck, yeah.
He's the comedian.
Yeah, I know. That's it's
the. Got fingered, man.
Damn, these damn celebrities. I can't.
Tom Green, man. Freddy Got Fingered.
Yeah, it's a good movie. I'd like to get that on Blu-ray.
Oh, I don't ever see a Blu-ray release, dude. Unless it's like a burn on demand or something. Everybody hates that movie.
They do?
Fucking hilarious.
I think it's hilarious too, dude. Like, I went to rent it one time, and
set up and shit.
I remember I rented it, like, tried renting it at Family Video, and then she was like, "What movie?" And I told her the name, and she's like, "No, we don't have that." Like, I think she thought I was fucking with her, like,
no, we don't have porn here.
Yeah, that's what she probably thought it was, because like she's like, "What?" Like, I was like, "Yeah, it's a funny movie."
Still own the copy that my sister bought brand new, watched it, and was like, take this fucking piece of shit. And I'm like, okay, I'll check it out. Watched it. I'm like, this is fucking genius. Like, I don't know what it is about it. I just love it. It's weird.
Yeah, it's fucking good.
It's my hooves. My hooves.
Yeah, it sucks. They need to make, like I said, they better...
Sad what happened to him, though. Got the ball cancer and all that shit, and he just kind of went to the wayside.
Oh, he did? I didn't even know that.
He had to get a nut removed. And
yeah, that's why I probably haven't heard shit from him in forever.
He had a testicular cancer.
That sucks.
I guess I could use my PayPal funds to send you money for that, Jason. Even know if I have anywhere to put him, man. That's the fucking problem.
Yeah, I just got, like, an extra one, because I was, like... Because they're like, oh, we're not getting any more of these. Like, they... and I needed, like, to buy three or something. I needed, like, for the points...
Three for 30 or whatever it was. Or...
Well, there was, like, a point thing. Like, you get... it was something to do with, like, you get extra money back or something. Like, it was something like that. They even had an extra Freddy. I was thinking about picking him up, but... Because... Like, I'm guessing they're gonna probably go higher in price later, because they're...
Honestly, dude, I would save your extra Jason and have fucking Hodder sign it next time you meet him, and then sell that bitch.
I'm not sure if it would go up much, though. You think it would with Hodder's autograph on it?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Being that it's a rare figure now, already.
Yeah.
We just don't get it personalized.
Yeah, I don't really get my shit personalized too much.
Yeah, I only do if they force it on you.
Oh, you'll be like, all right. Yeah, Sid Haig did that to me, and I'm like...
Oh, who do you want me to make it out to? I'm like, I don't. Like, and then they look at you like you're the fucking devil. Like, I'm not gonna sell it, dude. Jesus.
They just give
watch
you
my fucking YouTube shit. See how much autographed stuff I have. I don't sell anything.
Like, this guy's just gonna sell this shit.
I should do that next time and take a photo right there. Oh, post it on eBay.
Dude, I'm pissed about my Big Lots. I go there because I see all these people picking up kick-ass shit, like, you know, like art cards with the Blu-rays on, like, Hills Have Eyes, because I need that Blu-ray because I have this,
I just sold that one.
Yeah, well, it makes me mad because, like, I see him picking up all this cool shit, and then I go there, and they don't have anything. Like, it's just, like, the location. I have to go to another location is my problem. Like, I need to go farther out and just fucking drive and say screw it. But
yeah, mine doesn't really have anything either, man. I seen people picking up
cool stuff.
That TV series or whatever for $10. It was what was it, the one James Franco was in? Can't think of the name of it off the top of my head from back in the day.
Yeah.
Freaks and Geeks. Yeah, they were picking that up for like $10, and it was going for like $50-$70 online.
Oh, nice. So they just flipped it right away.
The Wizard of Oz with the 3D cover and all that lenticular. I'm like, mine doesn't have that. What's going on?
Yeah, mine doesn't have shit. It just has like standard ones. So.
Alright, I'm not going to go back all the way from the start of my Stardust, which I know I've been on a podcast since we've started Stardust.
No.
Some of the movies I've watched was, might as well just do the horror stuff, was Better Watch Out. You watched that one too, right?
Yeah, I did. The Christmas one, yeah. I remember it.
Yeah. Because I don't believe we've done a podcast this year.
Nope.
That's sad.
Well, the Better Watch Out one, I was expecting a completely different movie with that, but it completely flips itself when you get farther into it.
Yeah, you think it's going to be like everybody in the house gets like
slaughtered. Yeah.
It's not that at all.
It flips.
But, I enjoyed it overall. I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go in depth on it, but
I like some of the kills in it.
I mean, it's definitely what people said, you know, Home Alone meets, you know, what? I don't know. Meets something.
Yeah, that meets, yeah, like a darker side to it or whatever, who knows.
Even, like, quotes Home Alone or whatever with the paint cans or whatever. Didn't quite work out right.
No.
Yeah. Cool.
That was cool. That was a cool-ass scene. But, I don't know. You have that one and then...
And then I watched Mother Krampus.
How was the Mother Krampus?
It was a complete piece of shit. And I was going through my movies and I almost took it as one to sell. And I was like, you know, it's still a Christmas horror movie. And as bad as it is, it did have like three good kill scenes in it. Like the gore was actually pretty good, but the story was just terrible.
You said she doesn't even wear the shit in the cover, like they make the cover. Right. Yeah.
It was definitely misleading, but it was like, you know, $10, and like I said, it's a Christmas horror movie, and, you know, it's nice to have those in the collection, I guess.
Right. Yeah, there's not a whole lot of stuff like that, like, that's what sucks. Like, same with, like, you know, Valentine's Day's got no damn movies. Same with... Right. Easter, they're trying to, like, do a couple, but they're not, like, anything.
Yeah, wasn't there some kind of, like, killer bunny or something?
Yeah, Easter, or it was just, like, you know, the Bunny Man Massacre ones, yeah, even though that's not... He just dresses up in a suit as a bunny, but...
Well, I do that anyways, you know.
Yeah.
It's called being a furry.
Fuck yeah.
Some shit, I don't know.
Get some weird parties going on.
Hey, we both watched the new Leatherface, which I think we both liked a lot.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's why I had people I referred it to at work and stuff like that, because they're actually horror fans, but they're like, I couldn't get into it. Like, they didn't like it, but a lot of people, I saw a lot of hate for that one, and I was just like, I don't understand. Like,
yeah, I don't either, man. And I liked, who was it that was in it? Was it Ethan Hawke that was in that?
The sheriff, you mean, in Leatherface? Yeah. There was,
No, I don't think that's right, but...
Dorf something, the guy from Blade.
Steven Dorf.
Yeah, Steven yeah. Dorf.
I was looking at 24 Hours to Live, and I saw Ethan Hawke, so...
Dude, that psych ward scene in that movie's badass, with Leatherface. I like it a lot.
And I liked, you know, people kind of compared it to Devil's Rejects a little bit, and I could see that with the blonde chick in there kind of reminded me of Baby and everything, so, you know, that kind of hit a spot for me.
Yeah.
Psycho. And
the thing is, too, is, like, people think that, like, I don't know, they'll think that you praise it more, but it's not like we gave it a huge rating, we just said it was good, you know? Like, a lot of people like, oh, you love it,
but...
I
mean, I'd give it, like, a 7 out of 10. I mean,
yeah.
It's not perfect by any means. I think the guy that played Leather as a kid should have been a little bit bigger.
They should have done, like, a bigger dude. Like, I wasn't feeling him so much either, but the movie was pretty good, I felt like. And that's...
Yeah, I mean, I definitely recommend it to horror fans. I mean, especially considering other mainstream horror films like that. I mean, it's definitely better than a lot of them.
Yeah. that's the thing. People put them, like, you know, it's got to be high up on the pedestal or it's garbage. And that's what I've noticed with a lot of people, like, on the horror group. So, like, they'll bash, like, a film like that, though, and they'll just, like, you know, they won't stop. They're like, oh, shit. And it's like, come on, dude, it's not that bad.
We're never going to have the 70s, 80s, early 90s horror films.
It's not happening.
Good rated R films. And,
yep.
And we're just, you know, had a lot of heart to them. We're never going to see that again, I don't think, as far as mainstream.
No.
I mean, most of nowadays are PG-13 and just, you know, jump scares and crap.
I've noticed, too, that Netflix... Did you watch the Veronica one, too?
No, because I don't like to read.
Oh, I got you. That one was pretty good. Even though I had to read it all. Yeah, it took me 2 settings because, you know, I didn't want to read all the crap one day.
And then... I don't mind it if it gives you enough time, but sometimes they just don't give you, like, 2 seconds to read the whole screen full of subtitles. Like,
yeah. It was bullshit about being scary. Like, people said it was, like, the most scariest horror film. That's a bunch of crap.
Again, people not like us that have seen everything you can think of.
Yeah. Like, if you're your first time watching a horror film, I guess you'd probably get somewhat, I don't know, hard to say.
I was talking in the live stream last night about, you know, people not being able to sit through, like, Last House on the Left or whatever because of the rape scenes or whatever like that. And I'm just like, you know, I've seen so much stuff that it just... I'm just so immune to everything. It doesn't even...
Desensitized, yeah.
I understand if you're not a horror fan like we are and you watch something like that, it's disturbing, but, you know. I mean, I got Necromantic 1 and 2 sitting on the shelf, so it's like...
Yep. Yeah, Necromantic, and we both saw... You seen the Serbian film, or no? Or the...
No, I've not seen the Serbian film.
Oh, yeah. Have you seen that one? Yeah, have you seen that one in Necromantic? I'd say at that point you're just desensitized.
Right.
Like,
I've seen a lot of stuff. Yeah, what is it? I'm trying to think. American Guinea Pigs, all that stuff. You know, whatever.
I've even had that too where I was watching Necromantic and someone walked in the room and they're like, you're a sick fuck, why you watch it like this? Like, they saw, like, the some of the scenes and they're like, what kind of weird shit are you watching? Like, they're just like, you're general people that don't watch stuff like us. They're just... Yeah, they don't react the same as we do, like, because we just think it's normal and everyone else, like, they walk in, like, your general person, they're gonna be like, what the fuck? Yeah, it'll probably disturb them. Like, and they're freaking out about Human Centipede. I remember that for the longest time. Like, people flipped out about that, like, right when that first came out.
I actually kind of liked the first one. The second one, I didn't really care for.
You like the second one? Yeah, I feel like the third one was The Prison. Did you see that one or no?
No, because I heard nothing but bad things about it. I just kind of... I heard the guy just yells the whole time, and there's nothing really, you know, to it. But.
It's a Scream Factory, I think. I got, like, the DVD from Family Video. That's the only reason I own it, but...
That's funny that, you know, they'll carry Human Centipede, but they won't carry porn.
Right.
You know. I think the last one that did, they finally got rid of their section of adult film, but, you know, same thing with Walmart. I can walk into Walmart by, you know, Scream Factories. And, what was it that was up there? Stuff like, you know, Silent Night, Deadly Night, you know. I don't think they carry that one in store, but you get it online. But you can't order a parental advisory CD.
Yeah, no, it doesn't make sense, does it? Yeah, they've been really cranking them out, though, dude. Walmart and Best Buy have been really impressed with Scream Factories. Like, it's awesome because you get the slips. Like, it's crazy that they have them in store. You're like, what?
Yeah, I mean, to me, like, watching a messed up movie as a child would do more damage to you than listening to cuss words. Like, I don't understand at all.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I personally, I just wait till, like, garage sales or something to get them, or real cheap, if they're, like, a dollar or more.
I do buy some every now and then, you know, from Goodwill or whatever, for a dollar.
Yeah. But, well, I'm mainly just trying to...
I think we both watched Mayhem, right?
No, I haven't seen Mayhem.
Mayhem was pretty cool. Definitely, it was better than Belko. You got Stephen Yeun, or whatever his name is, from Walking Dead.
I thought about picking it up, but they Disc Replay had the 4K for $5, but it was just the 4K disc, and I'm like, well, I can't watch that. So.
Well, that motivates you to get a player and TV.
I suppose, but I don't know.
Dude, you should have grabbed a player when Walmart had those once for $50.
I have a player on the Xbox, the S, but it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't have a TV for it, so.
Yeah, they're coming down pretty good in price. I mean, I bought mine like a year ago now, and it was like $500 for a 55.
The thing is, too, is like from what I've noticed, too, like some movies, like you said, it's just like Blu-ray pretty much. Some of them, like, don't. I don't know.
Some of them, if you notice, it'll say like as HDR, and then some of them will say like premium, 4K premium ultra or something. I don't know. So if it doesn't have the HDR, you're not really anything. That's the only thing that really
pops it. Yeah. Because yeah, what is the pixels on it anyway? It's like, because
2160, I think.
So it's like double Blu-ray, pretty much. Yeah.
I did find out, and it took me a minute when I hooked it up to my TV and everything, when I finally got the player, that a lot of TVs like mine and older that are 4K only have one 4K input. So. That kind of sucks, but I don't know what else you'd hook up to it. Probably, you know, if you had a 4K receiver and stuff.
Yeah, I'll eventually probably get a TV for it. It'd just be some time, because you're going to eventually have to flip over anyway, like to a TV like that, because that's all they'll sell, so.
Right. Yeah, and I'd like to get a new one, too. I mean, mine's, you know, not the highest quality 4K, so. I mean, it is a Samsung, but it's the bottom of the line Samsung.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm trying to think what other shit.
Checking out Mayhem. Watched Hell Knight from Scream Factory. That was my first time watching that. Enjoyed that one quite a bit. You've seen that movie, right?
Hell Knight?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think I saw that one. I think we both watched The Devil's Candy. That one was really good.
No, I did not watch Devil's Candy.
Oh, you haven't seen that one?
No. I opened it yet. I know it was on Netflix, but.
I don't think I've seen Hell Knight, man.
If yeah, that one was a lot of fun with Linda Blair. They stay in that mansion.
I wanted, I think they had it at Best Buy, but it was like $25 and I didn't want to pay that.
No, it's worth it, man. It's a great film.
Is it?
Yeah.
Because I was hoping they'd have it for $15 like the others, but they did have it. I was like, eh, I want it for $15.
Because they had all the other ones there when I went.
Yeah, it is worth picking up at regular price, man. I definitely recommend that one. Now we both love our 80s cheesy horror films, and it's a lot better than I thought it was going to be. I think it was originally called, like, Pranksters or something like that, because they're trying to play pranks on them at first, and then it turns into real shit going on.
Nice.
Or just called Pranks, maybe, as well as.
Yeah.
Jigsaw, you watched that, right?
I haven't seen it yet, no.
Yeah,
no, I haven't seen a lot of the shit that you've seen.
Alright, by the next podcast, we're going to make sure we both watch everything we review on Stardust.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah, I liked it for what it was. I mean, I like all the Saw films. They're just mindless entertainment to me. Some pretty good kills and stuff.
Yeah, I wasn't, like, I don't know. Like, I mean, I'll eventually see it, but just a matter of time. Once that hits Netflix, I'll definitely check it out. Like, I did watch The House is October Built, too. Did you see that one?
No. I heard the haunted houses in it were pretty cool, but other than that, it was kind of
garbage. Bad. Yeah, it's just okay. Nothing.
I love the first one, though.
The ending with The Houses that October Built, too, is bullshit. That's all I can say. The ending's some bullshit in that movie. And not just that, but it continues off the first one, and it's kind of stupid how it continues off, and then.
Is it the same chick for the first one?
Yeah, it's the same chick, but I don't know, like, you'd have to watch it, because it's like major spoilers if I tell you stuff right away, even though it happens within the first 5 minutes, but.
Yeah, I almost grabbed it from Best Buy. It was like $15 with a slip. I was like, I don't know, because I don't have the first one on Blu-ray either. I just have the DVD, but.
The worst one I seen, dude, recently was, the worst movie that I've seen so far was that Amityville: The Awakening. I hated that movie.
Really? I heard some good things about it.
It just sucked. I don't know. It's just like every other Amityville movie, and it just, I don't know, like, it just,
I mean, I've only seen the original and the remake, so.
Yeah, it's bad. I didn't like it with,
I have a couple of them on VHS, but, I haven't watched them because I don't have a VCR at my house right now.
Yeah, we both liked Hellraiser Judgment, I do know that.
Yes, yes, it was definitely, I think we both kind of gave it around, like, a 7 out of 10.
Yeah. That was a fun fucking film, and I don't know why, like, that got a lot of hate, too, like, Leatherface, they both got a lot of hate, like, a lot of people were bashing it, but it's like, we're not getting Doug Bradley again, guys, I'm sorry, but he's not coming back.
For not having him in it, it was definitely the best you're gonna get.
Yeah.
It was dark, it was good gore, especially that opening scene was fucking awesome.
Yeah, it's going back to, like, the roots of it, kind of, that's what I liked about it, like, had its own... Like, it was a whole different movie, but it did its own thing, which I liked. I don't want, like some of those other sequels compared to the ones even with Doug Bradley. Like, I like Judgment more than some of the other ones, because some of them were just so damn bad, dude.
I think we talked before, like, I think three of the movies, maybe even four of them, were originally not Hellraiser films.
No, they're not. To be Hellraiser films, yeah.
They had the script and they didn't know what to do with it. Like, oh, let's make it a Hellraiser movie. Okay. And like, so, yeah, stuff like Bloodline and everything and Inferno, I don't really care for.
I liked Inferno. I didn't really care for Hellseeker or...
The past three, man, I just didn't give a shit.
The Hellworld one wasn't... It was just okay.
Hellworld was fun when it came out.
But, yeah.
It's dated now with technology, but...
Yeah.
I did like it when it came out.
That's what I'm saying, like, people, you know, they get pissed about it, and it's just, like, I think they're just mad because I think it's the same guy that did the other Hellraiser, the Revelations, and that one wasn't very good, but,
Yeah, it's the only one I own.
Yeah, that's not a good movie, but, I don't know, they I don't know if they're going after him because of that or what, but, because I think he was involved with that one, too, somehow, I don't really know.
Well, it's like, you can't take a horror franchise to a different direction, or everybody gets pissed. Like,
yeah.
Thing regurgitated over and over, and it's just like, why it gets boring? I don't understand.
Yeah.
It's like Friday the 13th. Did you want Jason just to kill fucking people having sex in the woods for every fucking film? Like,
yep.
I mean, you gotta go somewhere else with the franchise eventually. Well, just don't go to space anymore. We're good.
Yeah, exactly. Well, even with that Friday the 13th, the remake that came out, I like that one better than, I mean... If you're going to compare, like, that movie's kind of like the first three films of Friday the 13th, because he gets the mask, he gets the sack, and then he gets the mask in that, but, yeah, I mean, I kind of liked how they did that, because it wasn't, you know, they didn't have to do three films to just get to that point, you know, they summed it up.
But, I mean, I like the whole concept of, I know we're getting off track, but I like the whole concept of judgment, you know, where your sins are judged and all that, they kind of analyze...
Yep.
What your punishment should be and everything. And I believe it was the director that played the main guy in Judgment, right?
Yeah, he played the... What was he? That Cenobite. It was a new one that he made.
The Auditor.
The Auditor, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I think that was a pretty cool character. And then the one after that, the... shit, what do they call him in the movie? The one that eats the results?
I don't remember either.
He was pretty cool, too.
Like, I think he was the guy that did the Feast films, the director. Or he did something. I don't know. He's in horror, though.
But yeah, overall, I mean, I definitely recommend checking out Judgment. That's one of my most viewed Stardust reviews.
I know, that's the thing. Like, I seen nobody, like, everyone else that I saw in Stardust were bashing it, calling it, you know, bad. And a lot of those guys weren't even horror fans. The ones that were just, oh, this is garbage. And then the ones that were, like, hardcore Hellraiser fans are bashing it, too. And it's like, wow, guys. I mean, you guys gotta chill out, man. Enjoy the damn movie. Like,
I think we both agree. You know, you guys, you know, be happy you got something that wasn't just garbage.
There's a lot of crap out there. I mean, it could have been like the, you know, the, what's it called? The Nightmare on Elm Street. Yeah, well, it could have been, what is it? The worst one of all the remakes was that fucking Nightmare on Elm Street. It could have been like that. You know, you could have got garbage like that. And I mean,
So I don't know why people are so, like, I don't know, man. Like, I feel like they follow each other. Don't you kind of feel like that, too, some of them? Like, they see each other's posts, and they're like, oh, must hate it, because everyone else hates it.
Yeah.
They fucking...
Yeah, like, so if I say I like it, then I'm wrong.
Then I'm going to get attacked by, like, four horror fans, and I don't have an opinion, so I'm just going to go with the trend.
I don't get it. And I finally checked out 976 Evil for the first time. I had a lot of fun with that one, too. That was pretty good.
Yeah. I haven't seen that one, but I saw... You saw The Ritual on Netflix, didn't you? I like that one.
Yeah, The Ritual. Yeah, we both liked that one quite a bit.
Yeah, it was fucking...
I think it had done a little bit more with giving us more story on the people they run into. But
yeah, like, The Ritual, dude, like, what I liked about it is that movie creeped me out twice. Like, I got scared twice in that damn movie, watching that real late at night. Didn't that freak you out a little bit, like, in the woods? I mean, the fucking creature by itself, like, the glances of the creature, like, that shit freaks me out, man. Like, I don't know.
Man, that's what it's supposed to
be. I know. That's why, like, I gave it a high rating, was because it...
That's why we love horror so much, man. It makes you feel, like, it makes you feel something, you know?
Even yeah.
Even if it's laughing at it or being scared, it, you know, makes you feel alive.
Well, especially with the creature, man, like, I don't know, like, just seeing weird shit in the woods, like, because I've been in, like, deep woods before, and I don't know, it's something about it, like, camping out there by yourself freaks me out. It's kind of like open water with sharks, man, it freaks me out, too, like, certain things like that. Yeah, that's a good point, but...
Stuff like that doesn't bother me because I know that'll never happen. Like, I know if I just stay out of the water, I'm not going to get attacked by sharks. I stay out of the fucking woods, I'm good.
We both watched the It remake, I know that, because I don't think we've talked about that at all.
I think we did.
Did we?
Came out before.
Oh, never mind then. Did you see the new...
Bloodline, you watched that too, right?
Not yet, I need to. I haven't.
Just don't even watch it. Don't
watch it? I got it. Yeah, I got it on digital, but
yeah,
I didn't pay anything for it, so...
Erase it, delete it.
Delete it? It's that bad?
The only good thing was the main zombie. I think his name was Zach or something.
I'll have to watch it, though. Just you know, it's like one of those things you put it off. Like, you probably still haven't watched Bye Bye Man yet, have you?
No.
Yeah, I'm just going to probably put it off like that one, like you're doing right now. Probably what
yeah,
I'll do.
Probably. But, yeah. One out of 0.5 out of 10. Name on that, you know, to say based upon characters by George Romero is a disgrace.
I see. Yeah, the ratings were pretty damn bad on that, man. They were really fucking bad.
It's like shot with my iPhone, and yeah, the acting was terrible. Everything.
The only thing I've seen in theaters too, like, it's not really horror, but it's I saw The Dark Crystal in theaters because they had like a Phantom event, and then like during Christmas, they play Die Hard there, too. Like, they're doing old movies, which is nice because you can go back and experience that shit, you know, because you never saw it.
They're gonna... I've seen, like, AMC and stuff was doing that here lately, too.
Yeah, they're doing The Labyrinth, like, April something, so I'll definitely,
yeah,
you know, go to that, too.
Theater, you know, like, 40 minutes from me that plays old movies every weekend.
Well, it... And
it's not always, like, first run stuff.
Only thing that sucks is since it's like a huge event, like they only do it like for a week or I don't know, 2 days or something. Like since it's like a rare event, you get to pay $12.50, so they fuck you. But oh well.
No, this theater out here, man, it's a historic theater, so they only have one screen.
Oh, gotcha.
Everything like that, but movies are only like a couple bucks. Popcorn's like 50 cents, just like it was back in the old days. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, the only other. The only other movie I can think of on here, Jeepers Creepers 3, I know you didn't like it.
No.
I liked it, but...
I can't recommend it.
You can't recommend it?
No.
Oh, okay.
You can recommend it if you want. I say stay the fuck away. He says watch it.
I say watch it, yeah.
If you're like us, you're going to watch it anyways. So he's going to watch Day of the Dead.
I'm gonna fucking watch it, it's just a matter of time. Yeah.
Because we've seen the other one, so we have to. Yeah. But Yeah, I can't recommend 3. It goes in order for me, definitely. The first one being my favorite, then second, then third.
That one's actually, though, it's in between 1 and 2, though. Like, it starts off after 1. I know, but, like, they should call it, like, 1.5 is what they should have called it, even though it's a stupid way to do it.
Yeah, because Lion King 1 and a half did so good.
It did. Yeah, you gotta do the 1.5. Do it, man. They should have done that, even though, you know, that it wouldn't really work, but...
Yeah. Anyways, yeah, I watched Victor Crowley. It was okay to me. It wasn't anything great, but it was entertaining. I recommend watching it, see if you like it first. I think it's only like $12 on Blu-ray, though, so... I mean, if you have the other hatchets, you might as well grab it.
Have you seen the Tyler Perry Boo movies?
Like, yes, they were terrible.
You didn't like them?
No, I know you did.
I liked them! Yeah, I don't like the second one as much, but wow.
My wife loves Tyler Perry. She didn't like that shit.
She didn't like it? Oh, damn. No, I liked it. Yeah.
We have different tastes.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I didn't really like...
I'm right, so.
Nah, dude. Well, because I saw you like The Cult of Chucky. I hated that one. I don't like that at all.
Cool.
I don't like it. I don't recommend that one.
Compared to Seed.
Well, I mean, yeah, Seed's bad, but Cult, I just couldn't...
I rate my films as what they are, though. It's a Chucky film.
So yeah.
The Chucky universe, I liked it.
I see what you're saying, but I couldn't get into it, man.
I do the same thing with, like, my Rob Zombie films, you know?
Yeah, hopefully, like, with Rob Zombie, I'm just really hoping that third movie...
Obviously.
Yeah.
Lords of Salem and Halloween 2 are at the bottom.
Yeah, they really are. They're fucking bad. But, like I said, he better not fuck that third up, one up, and then I'll be happy. Just, I mean, as long as it's like a 5 or a 6, dude, that's all I'm at. I'm not asking for it to be amazing, I just don't want it.
I have to jump on the stage and ask for that concert.
I will.
I did watch the movie Roll on Netflix.
I saw that too, but...
Did you watch it?
Yeah, I saw it. It was good.
Yeah, I liked it. It wasn't what I thought it was going to be, but definitely different. I really recommend checking that out. And I don't think it has a Blu-ray release in the States. I know it has a UK one, but you can find it on DVD or Netflix.
All I can say, too, is even though it's not horror-related, but The Brawl and Cell Block 99 and Shock Collar, those are badass movies. Go
yes.
Watch them.
Go. I think Shock Collar is an overall better film. Brawl has... action and gore.
I like Brawl, I think, more, but I think Shock Collar is pretty fucking... They're both almost at the same level, though, like, in my opinion. They're definitely two new prison movies you gotta watch. You have to watch.
I'd probably give Shock Collar a 9.5 out of 10.
Oh, damn, you really liked it.
Yes, I did. And Brawl would probably be about 8.5.
So pretty close, yeah.
Like, it was good to see Vince Vaughn back doing a serious character and stuff.
I like him more in serious than I do comedy.
Yeah. Like, he was the only good thing about the Psycho remake. Like,
you like the remake?
No, I said he was the only
Yeah.
Other than that, you know, the shot-for-shot remake was the fucking point.
Yeah. I know that Killing Gunther, that fucking was a piece of shit with Arnold Schwarzenegger. He's in the movie
for like a minute.
Yeah, he really is in it for a minute. He does, like, country songs and shit.
Like,
and
is he in the trailer?
Yeah, it's really dumb. Like, the hitmen that are in it are just lame as shit, and they're boring to watch. Like, it's like a... I don't know, they're pretty much going... It's like kind of... That movie's based on, like, they're going after Gunther because he's, like, the main hitman, so these other hitmen are trying to track him down and become the new kick-ass one, and it just is fucking terrible. I know. I just had to mention that. Stay away from that movie. It's bad.
Okay, if we're not doing just horror, then I recommend checking out the show on Netflix, The End of the Fucking World. It's awesome. Check it out. That and Everything Sucks, non-horror related. Awesome shows. Definitely check them out. They're both on Netflix.
I've not seen them. I need to check them out, I guess.
Yeah, if you grew up as a teenager like me, and yourself in the 90s, in high school, and you definitely relate.
Yeah, that's pretty much all that I've... Could say.
I watched Bloody Birthday for the first time. I wanted to watch watch it before I sold my Severn copy, because I sold all my Severn films as well. Yeah, it was alright. It wasn't anything great, but, you know, definitely worth watching as a 80s horror fan.
Alright.
What else? We covered The Ritual, The Open House, another Netflix original.
That was a piece of shit. I hate that movie.
I give about a 1 out of 10.
Yeah, fuck that movie.
Like a lot of people said, even Dr. Movie 91 said the same thing. You know, it definitely had a lot of potential, and they just fucked it. How they messed it up. It started out pretty good. I thought it was going to, you know, continue to be good. It just...
It's just fucking boring, dude. And...
It's an irritating film to watch.
It is, and it's not even... Like, I don't know, it's not...
Oh, I know what's going to happen next, though. No, they didn't go that route. Never mind.
Yeah, and they didn't, like, the killer, they don't even really show much of it. And I know it's, like, a remake, isn't it? Because I know there's one before that. There was a movie that was called, like, Open House. Yeah.
Okay, so it can't be a remake.
There is one, though, like, an Open House film. I don't know, though. I'm going to look that shit up now. I got to know. Cause,
I don't know, but yeah, it was a turd. The worst Netflix original I've seen.
Yeah, I wasn't very happy with it. I was pissed.
Cabin in the Woods and crystal meth and crazy fucking shit going on and aliens, so recommend giving it a watch on Netflix there.
Yeah, Netflix has gotten a little bit better for like streaming wise. They're getting some new shit in there. There's a lot of good TV crap to watch on it, especially.
And you've seen the Windmill Massacre, right?
Nah, I haven't. That's on there?
Yeah.
Oh. I need to watch that. I need to watch a lot of the shit you were talking about.
You don't need to watch it.
it's bad.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Shit.
I can't really recommend that one. I did like the look of the killer and stuff, and some of the kill scenes, but there's another one, like Open House, it definitely had potential, just didn't hit the mark. Watched Here Alone. Again, I watched that on Netflix. It's a post-apocalyptic survival movie, mainly focuses on one chick, and then she meets up with some people. It was okay. Nothing great.
Yeah, dude, if you go, Open House is a slasher, like an old one, 1987. I knew it. Netflix just, like, put their label on it. That one's probably fucking better than that piece of crap Open House one.
And what else? I threw a review on there for Texas Chainsaw 2, just because I wanted to, because it's my favorite chainsaw. Watched He Never Died with Henry Rollins on Netflix.
You're just going through your Stardust, aren't you?
Yeah. what do you want me to do? Everything I've watched, I've reviewed on here.
Yeah, I know. Well, we're just telling you, we got nothing to talk about, guys, so we're just trying to fill it, like, we're just trying to put our shit in there. Like, I mean, I watched, I think they like some of the non-horror shit, too, like, especially those prison movies. If you guys like horror, you probably still like those, because they're amazing. But
well, if you like horror films and prison movies, you're definitely going to like the Western Ballad of Lefty Brown. Okay? It was actually a fantastic film. Definitely
was it?
That one. I'm not huge on Westerns, but I like newer Westerns, and this one was definitely pretty good.
Oh. Yep. I did watch...
Watched Captain Underpants.
That was a good.
No. Even my youngest kid, Caius, was, "Dad, this movie's terrible." That's what he said. Like,
he just turned over to you and was like, "I'm out. I'm out."
He's like, "Do we have to finish it?" I'm like, "Yeah, we have to. I'm sorry."
Yeah.
I can't recommend that to anybody.
All right, I'll keep that in mind. The only one I watched was Coco, and I thought that was good, but that was
Coco was good.
Yep.
But yeah, He Never Died with Henry Rollins. I recommend checking that out. He's a cannibal.
That one's good. It's been a while since I've seen it. I have to go back and watch it.
He tries to, you know, fight being that way there at the beginning and everything, and then stuff happens where he can no longer control it, and everything is need for, you know, getting, like, human flesh
I like the supernatural shit in that film. Like, the way it's played, like, off. It's really awesome. Especially with the ending. I really like the ending to that movie. Do remember that.
Henry Rollins is really good in it, too.
Yeah, he is.
I've always liked him as an actor as well as a musician. I mean,
what, the first stuff I saw with him was The Wrong Turn.
I was going to say Wrong Turn, too.
Yeah, and then Sons of Anarchy, but...
And it Beast for a brief second. Well, did you watch Thor Ragnarok?
No, I didn't watch it. I heard it was completely different from the other two, but I haven't seen it yet.
It a lot. Had a lot of Hulk in it, though.
Like, did it?
Hulk was pretty funny in it.
I didn't like that he cut his hair, like, but, I mean...
No, my wife didn't care. She's still all over it.
Oh, gotcha. Well, because, like, it's just, like, Thor's kind of... I mean, I'm not huge off of superhero shit, but it does... I mean, I'm still going to watch it because I've seen the other two. They're good as shit.
His hair is part of Thor.
Yeah. And then I think the only other one we didn't watch that was... Have you seen the Power Rangers movie? I hate it. I don't like it.
It was alright.
I just didn't like it, man.
I'm not a Power Rangers like fan or anything, so...
Oh. You're not like me, Dan? Not a huge Power Ranger fan? I'm joking.
Since the Pink Ranger.
Pink Ranger.
Shit. Yeah, Thor was better than Justice League, though. Even though I still enjoyed Justice League for what it was. I mean, it was still a fun movie. It wasn't as bad as everybody said.
Well, who's all in Justice League? Because I know they have Aquaman, Wonder Woman, Batman, and Flash. And then who's the other guy?
Aquaman.
No, the...
Cyborg.
Cyborg, yeah. That's who... I didn't know who he was.
Yeah.
But...
Yep, and you had Steppenwolf as the villain.
Nice.
Which was actually a pretty solid villain.
Well, at least they're throwing, like, a character in for the villains, because a lot of movies, like, they don't really... The villains kind of suck.
Somebody set a bomb somewhere or some shit.
Yeah, or the villains just kind of, like, a mediocre villain, but the good guy's always badass as shit, so you just kind of don't care.
Like the villain in a Suicide Squad that just moves around and gyrates, and that's about it.
Yeah, that was... I don't know.
Yeah, that was definitely the worst villain of recent times.
Yeah. Yep.
And I watched four Vestrons in a row. Four nights in a row. So I watched Return of the Living Dead 3, Chud 2, Layer of the White Worm, and Parents.
Yeah, I saw that yesterday. You're watching Parents. You post on Facebook.
Return of the Living Dead 3, probably my favorite, followed by Parents, and then Chud, and then Layer.
Yeah, Chud didn't really look too promising.
Layer's probably above Chud.
Yeah. So Chud was pretty bad.
Chud is probably the worst one.
Yeah.
I liked Bud, the character of Bud. Other than that, the movie was just garbage.
And then, unrelated to horror, we just both watched Jumanji, which I didn't think it was... I mean, I'd probably give it...
Unrelated, dude. That movie scared the shit out of me.
It scared you?
Dude, when that first Hip Hop Anonymous popped up.
Oh, and got the guy. Yeah.
That scared the shit out of me, man. I'm just fucking with you,
dude. I was like, wow. I thought I was actually believing you there.
It was fun, entertaining. Spectacular, though.
Yeah, that's kind of how I felt about it, too. Like, I don't know, I gotta rewatch it, I think, like, next year or something, because maybe it was in the mood I was in when I watched it, but...
Yeah, probably the same thing for me, too. You know, I watched it by myself, and just for something to watch. And,
I think it's probably better if you have, like, a group, or if your kids are with you, that'd probably be the best way to watch that movie.
Yeah, definitely best to watch with the family.
Yeah. That's.
But I liked everybody's character, and I thought everybody got along really well.
Yeah, the cast was good. It's just, I don't know. Like, I have to rewatch it.
That villain was cool. I would have liked to see more of the villain, though. How he had the, you know, stuff crawling out of him and everything.
He had that weird eye. That's all I remember about the villain. He, I don't know, he had the damn stone.
Yeah. But, you know, he had, like, the centipedes or millipedes or whatever coming out of his mouth and going into his ear and letting the scorpion out of his mouth.
And didn't they have, like, a Jonas brother for, like, the guy that was in the war?
Yeah, the guy that they meet up with was it Nick Jonas? I don't know their fucking names, dude.
Yeah. I thought he was kind of lame, but other than that, everyone else is cool.
They put him in there for else to, you know, drool over.
Yeah, definitely. The chick was pretty good looking, though.
Yeah, I know. And then you watch the bonus features and she's British or something.
Oh.
So, man, I think she's even hotter now that she started talking. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, so definitely out of those restaurants, check out Return of the Living Dead 3 if you haven't seen it. Absolutely loved it.
Yeah, I'm going to have to definitely check that out now.
And the quality of it was amazing. Definitely the best audio-video quality of the restaurants I've seen so far.
You picked up the most recent restaurants. Did they get any better with, like, the art and stuff inside or not?
They don't do eco cases anymore. But,
okay, good. They don't do the eco cases. I'm happy about that.
So, Gothic and Class of 99 came in regular cases.
Nice.
That's pretty much what I've watched lately.
It's probably because everyone was pissed as shit on those, like, groups and stuff over the eco cases. That was bullshit.
Since you're doing non-horror, too, Killing of a Sacred Deer, I liked a lot.
I need to watch that. I need to.
But, you know, I watched it alone and nice and quiet and just focused on the movie, and I enjoyed it. Suburbicon was crap with Matt Damon. The second half was okay. The first half, man, it's just...
That one's amazing. Got, the dude, he's got the weird name, fuck. Is that the same movie? The guy that's from, the Wolfman remake, fuck, can't think of his name. He's in, he's not in it? Oh.
How about Benicio?
He's got a weird name, yeah, it's like, he's in Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, too.
Yeah.
Oh, nope.
No, he's not.
Oh, wrong movie then. It was another action movie.
Disaster Artist, I watched that. It was alright. I haven't seen The Room, so... which the movie's based on. Your Hunter from the Future. I actually enjoyed that, so did my youngest.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, I mean, I think for all in all, like, for horror guys, definitely check out, the ones I'd recommend the most would be the Hellraiser Judgment, Leatherface, and,
and for me, Return of the Living Dead 3, definitely.
Yeah, if you're gonna get some pickups, I mean, don't believe what the people are telling you, they're lying to you about saying they're bad, but, I don't know, there's no pleasing those people.
Unless you want to talk about a couple more, I think we'll just wrap up.
Yeah.
What we've done.
For sure.
We didn't have anything planned for this podcast. We just wanted to get out there and let you guys know we're still alive and all that good shit. So,
let us know, too, if you guys like the non-horrors. We're thinking about kind of incorporating that in, like, some other stuff, because we both watch tons of other movies other than horror. But...
Or we were thinking about doing a joint YouTube channel, maybe, and doing both. On there.
Yeah, because I'd love to do, like, the Back to the Future trilogy. I'd love to do... There's so many ones I'd love to just do that aren't horror.
Yeah. But, it'd be titled something to do with, you know, all film. You know,
yeah.
It might just be, you know, both our regular YouTubes are mainly horror as well.
Yep.
So, yeah. But, yeah, we're still alive. We didn't break up or anything like that.
Nope.
We're still together.
I know, it seems like sometimes you want to break up with me, Dan. You're just like...
Well, you know, this out-of-state relationship is kind of hard to do, man. yeah, again, thank you for everyone. Subscribe to my channel for the getting me over 500. Definitely appreciate it. And, you know, it's been a lot of fun doing the live streams lately, too. You guys are just awesome.
Yep. What was I going to say, too? Are you going to go to Flashback in Chicago? Probably
no.
Not. No?
No. I don't know. Is that November, too?
It's August. Yeah. I don't know, like, I'm waiting for Days of the Dead. I would love it, dude, if they would do, like, I don't know, I'm curious to who they're gonna have for Chicago. Like, I really want to know, but, I don't know, I'm looking at Indiana, too.
Of course, I'm going to Days of Indy, because I live here, so.
Well, what's all, they, say anything for it? Yeah, they had Gene Simmons, right, for Indiana?
Yeah, there's not much else in that. A bunch of people from Elm Street 3.
Oh.
Which, you know, is a lot of people's favorite Elm Street, so.
Yeah.
So you got
Yep. Which is cool. And she was in she was just in that Judgment movie, man. And she wasn't in there very long. Two seconds, but doesn't matter. Still in it.
I was like, oh, she looks like shit. I'm like, yeah, I'm sure that was makeup because she doesn't look like that.
No. Nah, she doesn't look that bad.
We both see her at every convention almost, and she still looks pretty good, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if I got the money or whatever, I might get like an Elm Street 3 poster and have everybody sign it because that is one of the better ones, but. You should come down for that one, though.
Yeah, I was debating on, I don't know, it just depends on what the lineup is, man. Like, if Whorehound has a better lineup, I might go to that one. I don't know, it just depends, because I'd like to go to one. I don't know which one. When is Whorehound in days, or what times are they? Like, what months?
Whorehound Indy is in June, and then Whorehound in Indy is in September.
All right. Yeah, I'll try to make it for one. I just don't know which one. Yeah, because they're not going to announce Whorehound until way later, I'm guessing. So.
Yeah, thanks for joining us, guys, and hopefully it'll be sooner than 3-4 months before the next podcast.
Yeah, because we'll forget what we picked up to tell you guys. Just watch our YouTubes, because you'll be able to see
YouTube,
it.
Stardust, all that, Instagram, I'll leave all that shit below.
Yep.
And, yeah, see you guys on the next one.
See you guys later.